This is the BBC News with Fiona MacDonald. Hello. The Israeli military says there's been intense fighting in the Jabalia area of northern Gaza. It had previously insisted the area was mostly cleared of Hamas fighters. Tanks backed by fighter planes and drones are said to be confronting Hamas above ground, with further clashes in tunnels. The Israeli army claims to have killed more than 200 gunmen. Peter Lerner is an army spokesman.
The operations in Gaza, whether it's in the north in the areas of Jabalia or in the south in the areas of eastern Rafah or in the operational corridor in the center, there is lots of engagements that are taking place. We're coming under fire by RPGs, by sniper fire. There is close quarter combat taking place.
A Palestinian militant has been killed in an Israeli airstrike on the Jenin refugee camp in the occupied West Bank. Israel said Islam Khamenei had been behind attacks against Israelis. The Palestinian Health Ministry said 8 other people were hurt. Airstrikes are rare in the occupied West Bank, but the area has seen a huge increase in Israeli military operations since the start of the war in Gaza last October. The US State Department says 17 American doctors have been evacuated from the Gaza Strip. They had been unable to leave the Palestinian territory since the Rafah crossing with Egypt was closed last week. A man who broke into the Californian home of Nancy Pelosi in 2022 and attacked her husband Paul with a hammer has been sentenced to 30 years in prison. Mr. Pelosi, who is now 84, suffered a fractured skull and other injuries, Nomia Iqbal reports.
David DePapp broke into the Pelosi's home in October 2022. Jurors heard how DePapp had been driven by far-right conspiracy theories and had initially planned to target Nancy Pelosi, a Democrat who at the time was second in line to the presidency. She wasn't at home the night of the attack. In a letter to the judge ahead of sentencing, Paul Pelosi said his skull fractures and injuries have continued to affect him. Nancy Pelosi urged the judge to impose a very long punishment.
3 Spanish tourists and an Afghan citizen have been killed in a gun attack in the city of Bamyan in central Afghanistan. Gunmen opened fire on a vehicle in the city's central market. Pictures from the scene show bodies lying in the street. Abdul Mateen Khani is a spokesman for the Taliban's interior ministry.
There was shooting against civilians in Bamyan city. 1 Afghan and 3 foreign nationals were killed. Also, 3 other Afghans and 4 foreigners were wounded. The security forces are searching for the killers. 4 suspects have been arrested.
The Spanish Prime Minister said he was shocked by the news. World News from the BBC. President Zelensky has accused Western countries of fearing equally the defeat of either Russia or Ukraine. The Ukrainian president made the comments in a wide-ranging interview with a French news agency. He criticised the ban imposed by NATO countries on using weapons supplied by them to strike targets on Russian territory. He also reiterated Ukraine's need for better air defences, saying it currently had only a quarter of the resources it needed. The most widely followed stock market index in the United States, the Dow Jones Industrial Average, has closed above 40,000 for the first time. Easing inflation and strong economic growth have boosted investor confidence. The head of the US Senate Judiciary Committee has called on a Supreme Court judge to withdraw from cases relating to the 2020 presidential election results or the subsequent assault on the Capitol building. The demand follows the publication of a picture of an inverted American flag flying outside the home of Justice Samuel Alito days before President Biden's inauguration. Kat Wiener reports.
The upside-down flag is a symbol of the so-called Stop the Steal movement, which supports Donald Trump's false claim that the 2020 vote was fraudulent. The Democratic Senator Dick Durbin, whose Senate committee oversees the US Department of Justice, said that flying it created a clear appearance of bias. The Supreme Court is expected to rule soon on Mr. Trump's claim that he has presidential immunity from prosecution on charges related to his attempt to overturn the 2020 election result. Mr. Alito, an arch-conservative, has stated that he had no involvement in flying the flag and blamed his wife.
Croatia's parliament has approved a new administration in which the governing conservatives will form a coalition with a nationalist party. It's the latest country in the EU to shift to the right. Populist parties across Europe are expected to make gains in parliamentary elections. BBC News.